Hey, you guys, we may get rained out today. You can probably see the drops going by in the camera. I can see them on the screen. And but I'm trying to get out here more often. I told you I would. And it's a challenge. Sorry, I'm balancing on the rocks here again. It's a challenge because I can't just talk. I have to be constantly involved in trying to learn myself and keeping on with the research and the experimentation and putting pieces together, because I want to have something to share with you that comes from direct experience and not just a bunch of stuff that I memorized and repeat. That's the kind of the way modern education works, is the teachers get taught what to believe, what authority figures to parrot, and then they just repeat the same thing out to the students, tell the students to repeat the same thing, obey the way that you're supposed to think and put it down on a test. And that's a whole other discussion about education. But what I'm trying to do in these videos is kind of share with you what things I'm investigating and respond to emails as much as I can. And we're getting, they seem to come in waves, you know, about different subjects. One of the ones that's come up in the last week or two is a bunch of people wondering about the subject of weight loss, which is really a common concern of many people in our society because of lifestyle and stress, lack of sleep, EMF radiation, a lot of different factors, worry about everything, fear being pumped into the atmosphere 24/7. On a very sophisticated level. So it's supposed to make us hate ourselves and hate each other and have division and everybody fight with each other while the people in charge exterminate life, which is the bottom line of their agenda as far as I can see. So there's a lot of good excuses to have trouble with needing weight loss. But first I want to correct something about terminology. Usually it's not specifically the weight loss that's the focus that's needed. It's body composition. You know, a lot of extra fat that you don't need carried on the outside and internally called visceral fat around the organs, which really affect your quality of life experience. And it's very common. So what happens is people get motivated in different ways to try to take it off, and they get unhappy with how they feel or how they look or both, or worried about what it does to their health, and the doctor tells them that, well, you're too fat, so you need all these drugs and you're going to die of these different diseases. So they get a diet plan and they try to do it by force, and it works for a while, and in most cases they go back to the problem they had before. So it doesn't stick. And the question is why, you know, to really dig into this stuff and understand the cause of the problem makes it much easier for you to just solve it and not stay in this loop of crash diets and then going back to as heavy as you were before. And I'm not saying your weight is wrong. It's just, like I said, fat and muscle and bone and what's called body composition needs to come back to a healthy balance. So I've looked at this for a long time, and what I'd say is the central issue is identifying with taste and looking at eating like a drug, you know, to help you feel temporarily good so you can forget about what's bothering you and feel comforted in the midst of stress. And as long as that's the case, you're going to be really attached to the act of eating, whether you need food or not physically. And I think that's near the root of the whole issue. So rather than fight it, you know, leaving that root problem in place and keep trying to force yourself to eat less and feeling really uneasy and emotionally unstable and, you know, just very stressed, which eating masks when you've been doing it the old way. You need to get in touch with who you are. This is really the answer for virtually everything, because if you get in touch with who you are, not in an idea, not in a belief, not in just coming up with a new thing to repeat, but experientially who you are, then you can do whatever you want with the body. And also the one other advantage, if you get in touch with who you are, is you can get in touch with where you came from. It's what people call God. It's the original source. Even if you don't, it's a reality. It's not a religion. It's not created by what you think about it, whether you believe in it or not. It's the reality that everybody came out of. Big advantages to us getting closer to integration with that. One of which is that we don't have to see the agenda of the New World Order completed and everybody killed, which I think is a big advantage, right? So how do you do that? Well, you have to get quiet enough to look at your thoughts that are going through your mind all the time and the emotions that go with them. And then you gradually become aware that this is your costume. You know, we've been taught this is who we are, and it's something to fight about. It's something to fight with. It's something to use for taking advantage of other people and being deceptive and all these things. In other words, if you get ahead, then somehow that's your goal in life, and it's going to lead you to feeling good. Because the bottom line goal that I've seen of every life form, not just all humans, but animals and birds and insects and high-level bankers and major global villains, everybody's trying to feel good. And if you bypass the reaction of saying, well, that's ridiculous, the bad people aren't trying to feel good, if you get quiet and drop the argumentativeness about it and just look at it like you're trying to understand, I think you'll come to the same conclusion. This is what everybody's after. And the people who don't understand how we're tied together, they think they're going to feel good by putting other people down and hurting them and killing them. And that's a big mistake, because they are tied together. So literally, what we do intentionally to other people, we do to ourselves. And then it's not like you have to be condemned. It's like you have to learn why you don't do that. And your own consciousness sets up an experience for that to happen for you. None of this life experience happens by chance. I don't think there's any such thing. It's not haphazard. It's an amazing, sophisticated system, and there's nobody punishing you for these mistakes. It's your own consciousness saying, okay, let's give him or give her the experience of why you don't do that, why that's a mistake, why you should do this instead. And one of the things you gradually learn is we're spirit. The words don't matter. I don't care if you call it, you know, some gobbledygook word or spirit or consciousness or soul or whatever. We're formless awareness. Always have been. Not subject to physical destruction. Not subject to birth and death. Those are experiences of these costumes. And we're involved because we're connected to them. We're using them. Like in the movie Avatar, you know, Jake was actually a person in a wheelchair in the movie. And he was using this avatar form, one of the Na'vi with a blue skin, in this outside world on a different planet. Pandora, I think it was called. And by his consciousness, he could make this avatar do things in the Na'vi world. That's a neat fantasy, right? Except that's really happening. These costumes that we fight about and try to hurt each other with, they're not us. They're the particular form and condition of form and gender and nationality and skin color and everything that you had to experience to learn what you needed to learn in this particular lifetime, which is just a flash in the bigger picture of time. And less than that in the bigger picture of your existence. If you remind yourself that this is your costume, and you mean it, not to say it's true if you don't know it, but just explore it. It can lead to changing your entire existence. And if you know that you're not the costume, it's an incredible body and it has its own consciousness. But if you can relate to it like your child instead of as yourself, that changes the entire relationship. Because how much discipline does it take to give your child only good food if you're a semi-aware parent? None. It's not a big struggle, right? You just do it because that's the only reason you want to feed your child, is to benefit the child. You don't want to feed it junk food that's going to make it sick just because it tastes good. You just wouldn't even do that if you're aware. Well, this is the same situation. Your body is like your child. In a way, it literally is your child. Your projected consciousness determined how it evolved. And I mean evolved, grew up in this lifetime, developed. And if you start looking at it that way, you can communicate with it. And a good place to say, if you've abused it, which almost all of us have, is, sorry, I apologize. Didn't mean to hurt you. Didn't mean to abuse you as your parent. I'm not going to do that anymore. And now I'm going to just feed you, talking about this weight loss issue, I'm just going to feed you to make you healthier and give you energy and make you functional and keep you from getting sick. I'm not going to feed you out of blind habit anymore because something momentarily tastes good and then goes into your body and makes fat or makes you sick. I'm not going to do that anymore. This is an internal issue. That's what I'm saying. It's not finding the absolute magical best diet plan. You know, the grapefruit seed and avocado and raw meat diet, or, you know, whatever. There's infinite variations of those. And none of them is going to solve this consciousness problem that is behind your weight loss issue. I hope you can hear me. I know this sounds really weird. And it's just this crazy guy out in the wilderness. Literally, there's a sign back there that says wilderness. Okay, I know I'm in the wilderness. It doesn't matter about who's telling you. If you've listened to some of the other videos I've done about this being a dream world, I'm just one of the characters in your dream telling you something that I want to have be helpful to you. That's it. There's no other motive. There really isn't. Most of your characters don't do this all the time, okay? I'm trying to be a good character in your dream, just like you're one in mine. And I'm telling you that before choosing the diet plan that you want to pursue, and keep it changeable because conditions change, before choosing that, you got to see where you're coming from. Do you think you're the body? Then you're going to have some problems with it. Probably yo-yoing and, you know, not finding stability and being emotionally upset and all this stuff. So, no vampires right now. Talking about mosquitoes. They like the rain. So before you worry about the specifics of your physical dietary changes, which you will need to make if you're like most people, if you want it to be lasting, start on another level. And that level is, who am I? Am I this form? No, this form is temporary creation. It's beautiful. And it has amazing, not only functionality, here's what I found also, the body has its own consciousness, not just the intelligence that the chiropractors discovered keep it all running in harmony, or trying to. I'm talking about consciousness. The body is self-aware. That's another long subject. But it's really important to understand. And you are like the parent to this child body, no matter what age you are. You could be old, like me, or older, or you could be a kid listening, which I really think is great, or, you know, because kids really need some guidance besides blind belief of obedience in public indoctrination camps. kids are really smart, okay? Adults like us talk down to them, thinking because they're not as big and haven't been around for as long, they're not very smart. That's not true. They're dumbed down by brainwashing and chemicals and bad food and lack of exercise and fresh air and stuff like that. But they're intrinsically really fresh and alive, to borrow Ken Rolla's phrase. Thank you, Ken. And they're not young. They're only briefly, you know, recently into their current form. But as far as who they are, they're not yet any younger than you. You're both ageless. So there's so many important sidetracks we could go off in here, but I'm trying to keep this short. And as you can see, the rain's getting heavier. So I'm saying that there's two aspects to your weight loss deal. If you really want to feel like you need to lose weight and or excess body fat, the first is internal. If you don't want to just keep going through this endless trying one plan, trying another plan, trying another plan, it's all about who you are and who the body is. The body is not inanimate. It's not a piece of meat with blood flowing through it temporarily. It's alive and it's conscious. And the ultimate reason for that, which we don't have time to really go into in detail, is that everything that exists, including all the stuff that we arrogantly think has no awareness because it doesn't look like a person, right? And we're the brilliant ones and everything else is inanimate. That's some not exactly accurate to make a massive understatement. So the body is conscious. It's listening to you all the time. And it takes very seriously what you convey to it. And what you convey is not the words in your mind. It's the emotion. If you have the emotion of hopelessness, despair, anger, self-condemnation, which almost everybody has, even if they won't admit it, they've got it. The body feels like it's hopeless, you know, we have to give up, we're bad, and it starts to degenerate faster. That's really important to understand that, you guys. So even if you're having to deal with horrific things in the outside world, you're not required to have any particular emotional state. That's totally in your hands. So once you really learn about that, you can be dealing with very difficult situations and consciously keeping an emotional connection to what you feel is the most beautiful, inspiring, uplifting thing that you can imagine. And actually what that turns out to be in the end, when you realize it, is spirit, God. Not the belief, not the description of what a certain page says about that this is about God. I'm talking about the reality behind the belief that existed so much longer than any religion or belief ever even imagined. In fact, outside of time. The reality has nothing to do with time or space or form or big authority figures cutting people's heads off because they didn't worship them properly, or those are human pictures that people like to get so they can fight each other about them. The reality is something so far beyond, you know, it's not like that. And it exists now, and it's right with you now. You don't have to go some far place or climb mountains in Tibet to find the perfect yogi in a cave to tell you, connect you to God. It's like the fish searching for the ocean. You know, if it's swimming in the ocean, it probably doesn't need a long voyage to try to find where the ocean is. It's kind of humorous, except for the fact that when we're not in touch with it, we suffer a lot, have a lot of misconceptions. And by saying all this, and I have to wrap it up, I'm not saying that weight loss doesn't have a close connection to physical protocols. So fasting plays a part, caloric restriction plays a part, food choice plays a part, learning the basics of what this form needs for physical food, and not, you know, a certain person doesn't always need the same kind of food. The stress level, the activity level, the physical exertion level changes, your environment changes, indoor, outdoor, amount of exercise, sleep. So you're not going to be able to, even when you get this internal part down, to find the perfect protocol written out on three pages in a book. Eat this. This is how many grams of this food you need in the morning. I mean, it's nice for the, it's probably better than what most people are doing now, haphazard with no thought. But it's not what it could be. And for that, whether you're a homemaker or a bodybuilder or a military soldier or a policeman or a doctor or a ditch digger, you're going to have to get in communication with your own body. And the good news about that, if it sounds too esoteric or unimaginable to you, is that you're in communication with your body right now. It's just not conscious. And the body's listening to what you convey. And the best thing to convey to your own body is appreciation, love, no self-condemnation, but apology for abuse, which we've all done. And in telling it that things are going to get better, starting right now, because you're going to pay attention. And if you realize that you've got too much fat on you, on your body, and your habits haven't been very conducive to health, then the first thing to do is realize your body's listening to you, and it's your child, and it's how you feed it that's up to you. It's not feeding yourself, it's feeding your child, and that takes all the willpower away if you understand it and practice it. And then you get into the basics, you know, start learning about, well, don't eat food with chemical ingredients. Don't ever eat food with any GMO ingredients. Start learning about benefits of uncooked food, gradual progression to lighter and cleaner. Learn about pros and cons of different kinds of food that you consume. Some interesting stuff that Marcus Rothkranz has written, Heal Yourself 101. You don't even have to buy it. It's on, I think it's on the LostArtsRadio.com website, or you can look it up in DuckDuckGo or somewhere, and put in PDF after the title, and you don't even have to pay. It's free. Same thing with the Ancient Perspective on it, which is in Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1. That's also on the website, LostArtsRadio.com, or you can look up in a search engine, Essene, E-S-S-E-N-E, Gospel of Peace, Book 1, PDF. And you might find that interesting. Now, that's an ancient perspective. The basics are still correct. But the specifics that are going on in that conversation, you know, eat this and this month and so on, that's not rigid for now. It's the principle. And you start learning about these things. But the basic is keep relating to your body as your child, not yourself. And really take that seriously. If you can get what I'm trying to say, probably not in the best words I could, but I'm trying to share with you, if you get that principle, 90% of your difficulty with weight loss is gone. And then the rest is details. And you have to keep that relationship with your body, that ongoing two-way communication, from now on as long as you're in this costume. Because requirements change. You may need more food, less food. You may need to fast, which is not starving if you do it right. It's detox, better than any product on the market. It's built into the body. It's very ingenious design, almost like some God designed everything, right? Comes through consciousness. Everything is projections of consciousness. The potential harmony, if we can integrate with it, would just wipe out the problems on this plane. Heaven on earth is possible, but you got to fix yourself first. That's the key. Anyway, sorry to make it longer than I planned. I hope that's helpful. I wish I could express it better, but I'm trying to share what I'm finding myself. And I just want you to benefit. That's the whole motive. That's why I'm out here in the rain. I actually like the rain. So, see what you can do. Inner first. Don't think that you're going to bypass the inner step and just find the perfect diet. It doesn't work that way. And you can do it. You're the most amazing being that was ever created. I mean, we're all spirit, made in what's called the image of God, and that's not a physical term. You're not mortal. And I know all these people with opposing beliefs are going to hate that, but I'm just sharing with you what I've experienced. We're not subject to time. Only the costume is. And the only reason the perspective gets foggy is you get what they call older, is your brain, physical brain function goes down. Your mind doesn't deteriorate like that. Your brain does. They're different. And there's a lot of things you can do with your brain to help it come back, you know, from the foggy condition that most of us have been in the whole time. It's your costume. It's your child. It's your living, conscious child that's paying attention to everything you think and say and do. Be a responsible parent. Start paying attention. Love your child. That's a way to raise a child that's devoted to you. By love, not by fear. Okay, that's enough to work on. If you have topics that you want us to talk about, which is anything, you know, my background is in health. And I'm not just saying, I've done a lot of reading, but this is stuff that I've worked through and I'm still working through now. I mean, I have all these things that I'm working on trying to perfect more. And that's why I'm having trouble getting out here enough, because I can't just talk. Otherwise, I'm another, you know, maybe voice in the wilderness, but with nothing behind it. I've got to keep the experience going. So I'm using every hour that I'm awake to try to get things through direct investigation and experience to share with you. So we can talk about subjects of anything to do with deeper aspects of health or or consciousness, because they all go together, and the context of world events. I realized some time ago that I wanted to be aware of what in the world is going on with this crazy environment that we're in. Why are our rulers, you know, most of which are actually unseen and we don't know their names, why are our rulers trying to kill us? And not suddenly. They're killing us systematically. It's almost like they want to exterminate all life on Earth. Not most of it, all of it. And it's well underway. So I spent decades digging into that. Now I've got a good grasp of it. And the point of knowing about it is to find out how we can reverse it. That otherwise there'd be no point in even knowing the details. So we're going to talk a lot about that if that interests you. Tell me what you're interested in. And then if you want to get into it more deeply and personally, you're always welcome to join us in Planetary Healing Club. This is what that's for. And I'm no authority on anything at all. I'm aware that the more I learn from experience, the more I'm aware that compared to what there is to know, my knowledge is almost nothing. But compared to what's common, it's enough so I have some really helpful stuff to share with you. And you're not obligated to agree with anything. You know, the right kind of debate for humans to have is to help each other find the truth, not to prove who's right or who's an idiot or the usual stuff, you know, that goes on. We're here to help each other. That's it. And to grow and to regain conscious connection with where we came from. Not to be satisfied with belief, but to do what it says to do. Change your life. And you can only do that from the inside, not by forcing other people to change or trying to convince anybody that you're smarter. Or, you know, that's all sidetracks. And your physical body is not unspiritual. It's all connected. It's all reflections of the same source. So start to learn, and I'll do it with you. Let me know what you're interested in. Richard@lostartsradio.com, and I'll meet you back here soon.